Welcome back to Real Podcast. I am your host, Kiara, and I am so excited for episode 2 of season 4. If it is your first time, thank you for joining. Welcome to the fam. If it is not your first time and you've been a frequent listener or here since the beginning, day one, thank you for still being here. I love you so much. But yeah, so let's get into it. To first address, I'm going to be asking for some prayer, just because if you're listening, I have a brace on my wrist, and I'm just asking for prayer. You know, I feel like sometimes when you're in these, when you have an audience or a platform, sometimes it's very hard to ask for prayer, but definitely this is what community is about. So definitely asking for prayer. I got diagnosed a year ago with tendonitis, and it's kind of just like it's in the same family of having arthritis. I do have relatives that have arthritis, and I am praying that the Lord heals me from that. And that I do not have to suffer from that later on in the future. But tendonitis is painful as well. Sometimes it affects my daily tasks. And whether it's being on my phone, computer, working, at the gym, like it can be painful. So definitely asking for prayer in that area. And yeah. But anyways, I know that God is going to heal me and that I'm not going to be suffering with this anymore. So yeah, we're going to get into it. I have my laptop in front of me, so if I keep looking down, it's because I have my laptop and I'm reading off of my notes and things like that. I did want to kind of like preface that this season, we are going to be getting into guests very soon as well. But this season, I do want to get more into also having like definitions of things and allowing the Holy Spirit to definitely speak as well. But I think it's just as important, you know, knowledge is power, and having you're basically like a foundation to what you're sharing or giving a word and things like that. So I find it a little bit easier to have all my notes on my laptop as well, because I travel with this so much. So it's nice to have with me. But anyways, by the title of this episode, it is called At His Feet. And I have been listening to this one song that it is very popular. It's called What a God. And many of you probably have heard it already. But in the song, there's a lyric that really stuck with me. I listened to this song literally on repeat, like all the time. But it said, if the highest place I reach is at your feet, then I've done it all. And that really, really stuck with me as I continued to listen to this song. It just, every single time it kept highlighting, and I was just like, Lord, what does that mean? Like, what do you mean by if the highest place that we reach is at your feet, then we've done it all? And it brought me to Matthew 15:30. It says, or sorry, Matthew 15:29-31. It says, Jesus left there and went along the Sea of Galilee. Then he went up on a mountainside and sat down. Great crowds came to him, bringing the lame, the blind, the crippled, the mute, and many others, and laid them at his feet. And he healed them. The people were amazed when they saw the mute speaking, the crippled made well, and the lame walking, and the blind seeing, and then praised the God of Israel. And when I read this, and God, like I said, God had brought me to this verse, it really sat with me, because it really just goes to show that all types of people were brought to the feet of Jesus, and each and every single one of them was healed. And it goes to show that even when we may not have physical healing, or even when we may not have, you know, an insane miracle or some sort of like life altering thing, that God is always working. And Jesus was, like it said, Jesus healed every single one of them. And it brings me to a place of like, you know, Jesus or God is always moving in our lives one way or another. And we just have to be a little bit more sensible to understand or to see what God is doing in our life. There's many other verses as well in the Bible, or stories as well in the Bible, that talk about being at his feet. Just like, for example, one story that has always reminds me of being at his feet is with Martha and Mary. When Mary was sitting at the feet of Jesus, and Martha was questioning why she was sitting there and not helping with the tasks around the house. And Jesus was like, Martha, if you only understood, if you only knew why she was sitting at my feet. And there's so many more other stories that you can definitely get into about being in his presence and being at the feet of Jesus. And in the last season, I did talk about being in his presence and being in the presence of the Holy Spirit, but being in the presence of Jesus and being in the presence of our Father. Right. So I did want to talk about, in ancient culture, a disciple sat at the feet of their rabbis to learn and be a student. They would sit there to be taught, to learn, and they were at their feet. It said, Paul said he was brought up at the feet of Gamaliel, meaning he was being taught by Gamaliel while he was at his feet. It was just he was basically explaining that being at his feet is what really, or how I really learned, how I really was being taught, how I was being discipled. And it's also just a submission of lordship. It's a symbol of being a student. It's not just like classroom learning. Like, this wasn't just, oh, we're just going to class and they're going to teach us and we're going to keep going. No, this was discipleship. This was literally being at the feet of many highly respected leaders and teachers and preachers, and they were discipling all these people. And we got Paul out of this. We got Paul out of him being a disciple, him being a student. So I wanted to talk about what it means to be at the feet of Jesus, what that actually looks like. And I have a few bullet points. So if you are watching and you're sitting down taking your notes, or if you are driving listening to this podcast, definitely come back, take these notes down, or, you know, listen to it. Yeah, definitely come back, listen to it again, write these notes down, do with what you want with this information. But I wanted to share also my perspective of what it is to be at the feet of Jesus, but also what the word says about being at his feet. So worship was the first bullet point. So worship is a heart. One bullet point is worship, a heart posture that exalts him as Lord. Worship isn't just singing on Sunday morning. It's not just going on Sunday, listening to the worship music, listening to the people worshiping, and then going about your day. No, worship is also our lifestyle. Worship is how we live. Worship is what we do in our daily lives. I can say that being, you know, here and speaking through this podcast, this is a form of worship. Being healthy, being fit, you know, taking care of ourselves is a form of worship. Our workplaces, how are we a reflection in those places? How are we a reflection in our jobs, in our schools, in our just our daily lives? And worship, when we are at the feet of Jesus, it is also a reflection of our hearts. Our worship is a reflection of our hearts. Where is our heart posture? Another point is surrender, laying down our control, pride, and burdens. When we can just expect to surrender, we can't just expect to surrender some things and not other things. I wanted to really talk about this because I feel like sometimes it's very hard to, when people say, oh, you have to surrender everything at his feet, it's very hard to kind of understand that concept because we're constantly picking and choosing what we want to give to God and what we don't want to give to him. And I think that learning and understanding that everything that we do is already his and has been his, we can learn to better these areas in our lives. And actually, how do I bring this to his feet? Actually, how do I surrender every single area in my life? How is it his, and understanding, knowing that it already has been his? And he already knows. He knows what's gonna happen. He already has it all figured out, and understanding that. So surrender is giving what we have when we don't know what is next. Giving everything when we don't know what is going to happen or what is going to occur. That's what surrender truly looks like. It's knowing and trusting and having that faith and believing that God has it all figured out, even when we don't have it figured out. Because something that I've constantly been learning recently is that this is a constant thing. And we're going to get into that. We're going to get into that a little bit later. But this is a constant thing. Surrender is a constant thing that we are going to practice in our walk with Him. I have been learning how to surrender everything to him as well. It's not easy. Like, no matter how long you've been in the faith, it's still not easy. It's like learning to grieve certain things over and over. And not that it's a painful grieving, but that it's a freeing type of grieving process where we understand and it's like, okay, Lord, I know that I may be a control freak. And I know that I may be a certain, I may have certain quality traits or personality traits that I need to also surrender to the Lord. And being okay with giving everything that we have to Him, knowing that in return, He's going to give us more than we even expect. And it's not like a transactional thing. It's not like, oh, the Lord, I'm going to give this to God because He's going to give this to me. No, it's knowing and trusting and believing that God is going to do exceed, he's going to exceed your expectations in your life. He really will. And when we learn to just, like, God, you have this, life looks different. It really does. It looks completely different. Another bullet point that I have is learning, humbly listening and receiving His word. When you can humbly say, you don't know all, or I don't have it all figured out, you are able to listen more clearly. You're able to hear His voice more clearly when you're able to say, I don't know everything. I don't have it all figured out. And something that I was, while I was just, in the spirit and like writing my notes and stuff, was you can't hear the voice of God when your voice is louder. That's one thing that I've always said, is that you cannot hear God when you yourself and your own voice and your own thoughts are louder than his, or louder than his voice. It just doesn't work like that, because you have to be able to hear him above everything else in your life, whether it's family, whether it's your own personal thoughts, whether it's the enemy, whether it's just lies from the world. You have to learn to be able to allow the Holy Spirit to speak to you and to be able to be led by the Lord and by His voice, and discern and distinguish who is speaking to me. Is this the Lord or is this myself? Right? So, whew, I'm on a speed run. Sorry, if I need to slow down, I'm so sorry. I want to get to my points in the amount of time that we have. So, also, receiving is also a heart posture thing as well. Receiving not just like tangible things, but also just receiving, his mysteries and receiving things from the Lord. Like, those things are also a heart posture thing. Like, you have to be in the correct heart posture to be able to receive and discern and know what God is saying and how God is speaking. Another bullet point that I have is healing, and I want to get into this just a little bit more. Healing, a place where broken things are restored. When you learn to surrender, you also find healing. When you go into a hospital and you're going in for some sort of injury or something that has caused discomfort in your life, or like myself, something that has caused discomfort and pain, he can't, or the doctor can't help you with the issue if you can't show him where it is. That's why a lot of the times when you go to get your physical done, or you go into, you know, you go to some medical to get, you know, whatever, to get checked. Sometimes they always say like, oh, is there anything that's causing like any discomfort? And where's the location? Like, show me the location of where it hurts you. If something is hurting in my wrist, I'm not going to tell the doctor, oh, my knee hurts. My wrist hurts. Like, this is where the issue is, and where, what can I do to work on fixing this problem, right? Because it's causing me some discomfort. And when the doctor is able to observe or analyze the root cause of your pain, that's when he's able to medicate you. That's when he's able to be like, okay, you need to change this in your routine. You need to do this in your daily habits. You need to do this, 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 and this. And this is going to bring you to a better place where it's, you're physically now healing, or now you see different shifts in your life. It could also be something with, you know, eating habits, or like I said, physical pain. You know, the doctor, that's the doctor's job, is he's meant to locate where the issue is and now give you a diagnosis or give you tools to be able to fix this problem. That's why we also have different types of doctors, because they have learned those parts of the human body. So it is very important for us to go to the right doctor, right? But we have the healer of healers, right? We have our Lord Jesus. And God is able to, he can only work in those areas when we are able to sit down and say, Lord, these are the issues in my life. These are the things that are causing me discomfort. These are the things that are causing me daily changes, and it's just causing problems in my life. And Lord, I just want to give this to you, because I know that you can locate the issue, and now you can bring light to the situation, and you can bring a diagnosis to the situation, and how can I move forward from this? And it's something I wrote down was, how do we expect to be healed when we can't let the healer diagnose and find the root cause of our suffering? We can't expect to be restored. We can't expect restoration if we cannot locate the issue. He needs to be able to restore you only if you surrender your heart, mind, and soul, your entire being. You have to be able to say, Lord, this is where I have issues, and these are things in my character that I need transformation in, and God, I need you to do something in my life. And sometimes the Lord is like, okay, you need to do X, Y, Z. And sometimes God is like, I've been speaking to you the entire time, and I need you to do this, 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 and this, because I've given you the tools, I've given you the people, I've given you the community to now address this issue so that you can be perfected in Christ. Because this is about being perfected in Him. It's not about being perfect. It's not about being, you know, this holy Christian and, you know, living this perfect little life. No, it's about this perfection, this sanctification that we've talked about in the past. You know, being purified in Him is a daily process. And we're going to get into that. But my last point before we get into everything else is closeness. Being at the feet of Jesus draws, we're able to draw near to Him more. When we are at His feet, you are in this, you are close, the closest you can be with Him. When you are at His feet, you are so near, so close to Him. And it always reminds me of the story with the woman who was flowing blood, and how she just touched the hem of His garment and she was healed because of her faith. It wasn't because of the garment, it was because of her faith, right? And He came down to her and He said, he called her my daughter, even in the sickness that she had. And she was, you know, she was disowned by her own people and by her own family. He was able to come down to her in this posture, sit with her face to face. And she was, when she touched His garment, she was at the level of His feet. And that's a whole other thing that I'm not going to get into, but it just shows that surrender and our faith really is impacted by being at His feet. when we are in this nearness with him, this is where the Lord reveals his mysteries and his hidden treasures to us. The Lord spoke to me through, a year ago, the Lord spoke to me through someone. I went to this event at the beginning of last year, and the Lord used someone to speak to me very deeply. And this was like a life-altering, changing moment where I have never heard the Lord so much more clearer through this individual that I had just met on this trip. And I went on this trip and I was leaving to Florida a few days later. So I went to Washington and I flew out from Washington to Florida. And the day that I was leaving to the airport, I literally had traveled to the airport. I was sitting in the airport at like 2 a.m. waiting for my flight. My flight was at like 7 a.m. So I slept in the airport. This individual had messaged me because he didn't get a chance to actually physically talk to me face to face. But the Lord literally spoke to me in the airport through this individual. And he said to me that my affection to the Lord is so sincere, and that Jesus was pleased with me, and that really sat with me, because I had been feeling like, Lord, I don't know what I'm doing. Like, I feel like I'm not doing enough. And it really, at that time, it really it resonated with me, and it really spoke to me, and it really healed parts of me, because I had felt like I wasn't constantly doing enough for him. And he then said to me, or the Lord said through him to me, was, little by little, I'll manifest myself to you as long as you remain in pursuit of me, as long as I remain in pursuit of him. And that just reminded me, as I was studying for this, it just reminded me of that moment where it's like, you know, you just need to remain in him and he's going to continue to speak to you, remaining in him and he's going to continue to reveal himself to you. Remaining in his word, remaining in prayer, remaining in his presence, and he just continues to reveal himself to us. And only if we do that, we are able to hear him, we are able to see him, we are able to feel him. So that really sat with me, and I did want to share that. But I did want to get into my other points and my other notes. Because a lot of this was just being in his presence. And there's nothing more that we can reach than being in the feet of Jesus. Something that the Lord had spoke to me as I was, you know, preparing for this episode was in my own personal life. God had convicted me a few days ago. He convicted me of a moment where I had realized that I was constantly looking at like the numbers that I was losing on social media, because I wasn't as active or I wasn't posting and things like that. And God had literally, I went to a service, and God used the pastor to speak to me, and he literally was just talking about, you know, platforms and like physical platforms, like social media and things like that, and how sometimes we can get so consumed in that. And it's not about that. It's not about having numbers. It's not about reaching thousands of people. It's not about, you know, having some sort of fame. And it's not that my mind was like going into a place of like fame. It was more of just like, oh God, like I've put in a lot of work into this. And it kind of shifted my mind off of like, no, this is the Lord's. This podcast is his. And being consistent and being in his word and being in constant communion, like I said, is just also a reflection of what we do. So God just kept showing me and convicting me that when it came to social media or just our daily lives, like, it's not about our actions and what we do. And I had posted this on Instagram a few days ago, but I wanted to talk about, you know, people can sometimes be chasing a platform more than they're chasing the secret place. Sometimes people are chasing a platform more than the secret place. And we can get, like I said, caught up in social media and our platforms, and we forget about the presence of God, and we forget about the Holy Spirit and Him moving through our platforms or through the things that He has given us and through our gifts. And it's not just, you know, people with podcasts, it's people who also worshipers, people who sing, people who are part of the band, people who preach and things like that, the functions of our ministry. Sometimes we just get so lost in just trying to perform. And I don't mean like performing as like putting on a show. I mean performing in the sense that we need to constantly put out something. And having this podcast has really taught me that, is that I don't need to constantly have something put out. I think that, yes, there's order. And I think that the Lord calls us to be men and women of God of order and not disorder. But constantly putting something out just to keep people like lured in, like, that's not how this works, because the Holy Spirit is going to, you know, move the way He wants to move with whatever, with whoever. And for myself, again, podcast related, but for myself, I think that I've been caught up with just like, you know, how the algorithm is and making sure that I post at certain times and post, you know, this that works and maybe this doesn't work, you know. But we want that rather than sometimes allowing the Holy Spirit to work the algorithm and work the way He wants to work. And it's not about, you know, like I said, just seeing the numbers or growing or going on tour and having people follow you and things like that. It's about being in His presence daily. And this is a platform that the Lord is in control of. I really don't care about the extra voices. And I say that in the most humble way possible. Like, I don't care about the extra voices. I only care what the Lord has to say. And I think that, and of course, like my spiritual leaders and things like that, because they are able to give me sound advice and God-driven advice and counsel to be able to move forward in this gift that God has given me. And I think that we have to learn to be able to apply that and learn to, you know, have godly counsel in our lives and spiritual leaders who are able to correct us and say, hey, maybe you should do this or maybe you shouldn't do this, and allow the Holy Spirit to just use these people, men and women, trusted men and women by God, to be able to also be that voice for us. So yeah, the highest place is found in a very low place. When we are at His feet, we are the highest in His presence. When we are at His feet, we are being discipled, we are being taught, we are learning His word, we are learning how to constantly be disciples, how to constantly live accordingly to His will, His purpose, His plans for our life. And I'd rather be in His presence, at His feet, than be in a very high place and it be completely empty. I don't want to be in a high place if the presence of God is not there. You know where purpose meets, I want, where purpose meets presence is at His feet. We are able to understand our purpose when we are able to be at His feet. We are only able to know Him when we are at His feet. We are only able to see Him when we are at His feet. We are only able to hear Him when we are at His feet. That is, the presence of God is not just setting up a place to feel Him and just, you know, like, I'm going to set up an atmosphere so that I can be with Him. No, He's constantly with us. He's with us daily. And when we are able to understand that, when we are able to grasp that and understand that concept, we know that we are able to understand that what our purpose is on this earth. So this walk with Christ is a daily walk. It doesn't just stop when you accept Jesus in your heart and you're quote unquote saved. Or we say, well, I'm now saved by him. I gave my life when I was XYZ. Yes, that makes that is true. That is true facts. But it doesn't just stop there. It doesn't just stop when, oh, I gave my life to Jesus, or I got baptized, and and now I can continue like doing things that I shouldn't have been doing, or now I can continue to constantly think this way, or I have to constantly, still be think making poor decisions. No, this is a constant sacrifice, this is a constant communion with him, and we're constantly surrendering to him. He wants to have you at his table all the time. Jesus wants to be at the table with you all the time. And not just moments in our day, but our daily living, our daily habits, our daily routine. God wants to have that with us. He wants to be in that relationship with us, but we have to be able to understand what being at his feet looks like. And even for myself, I'm learning. It is not easy. It is not easy to sometimes be like to surrender and just give everything up and be like, God, this is yours. No, it is very difficult, but there's a beauty that comes with it, because when we start to surrender, we start to see a shift in our lives, and we start to see a transformation in our hearts and our minds. And I think that that's what being, sanctified is. It's this constant, God is just constantly pruning us and saying, this is what I need from you, and this is what I don't need from you. And I need you to be able to let go of these things so that I can continue pushing you forward. I can constantly continue bringing you to a place where it's not more of you. It's less of you and more of him. So yeah, I could keep going. I could keep going, but I wanna save some things for some other episodes I have ready with some guests that I have. So anyways, thank you for tuning in and listening. I love you guys so much. I will see you in 2 weeks, and let's pray this out. Let's pray this out, because we did not open this up in prayer. Let's just close our eyes. Heavenly Father, we thank you for giving us this moment. We thank you for giving us this time with you to be able to just hear your voice and just be able to sit here with you. Lord, I ask that you continue to prune us, that we are able to sit at your feet, Jesus. That we continue to learn what it is to even wash your feet. Lord, we thank you for being a father who sits with us, a father who leads us and guides us through moments, current moments in our lives, Lord. Lord, that we learn how to slow down and not rush a process, and understand that in those processes, we are able to see you, hear you, and understand what you are doing in our lives for the sanctification in our hearts, in our minds. Lord, we know that it is for the body of Christ, that us being purified and being pruned, it is for the body of Christ, and we are just vessels used in your kingdom. God, we thank you for being who you are. We thank you for being so patient and so kind. Thank you. Thank you for who you are. We worship you, Lord. Lord, I pray for each listener. I pray for each listener, Lord, that they are able to hear you clearly, that they are able to continue to walk in this process, knowing that it's not an easy process, but it's a process that is worth it. Lord, as I am a living testimony of your hand in my life, God, that I continue to walk accordingly to your purpose and your plan, and that we can continue to do that as sons and daughters, that we are continuing to walk in your plans, that it's not what we desire and what we want, and letting go of old mentalities, letting go of what we thought was right or what we knew, Lord, to be able to be at your feet. Lord, I pray that each and every single person listening, that your hand is just upon their lives, and that they were able to receive something from today's episode. Thank you for being who you are, Lord. And in your name we pray. Amen. 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 Thank you for joining this week's episode. Like I said, I will see you guys in a couple weeks. And I am going to be in Florida in a few weeks as well for a little vacation with my family. I'm going to Disney. I love Disney. I've been my entire life. But sometimes, you know, you never grow up, okay? You never grow up. So sometimes you just need like a little Disney reset. And yeah, my sister's birthday is in a few days, so we're going over there to celebrate her 18th birthday. I'm getting older. But anyways, yeah, so I'll still be releasing an episode. I believe it's that week, but I'll still be releasing an episode. So stay tuned. I love you guys, and I stay tuned. Stay tuned, because there's going to be some great things coming. But anyways, I love y'all. Bye.